On Washington, maybe the one place in the world that really doesn't care what Apple's shares outstanding is
Exactly.
right now.
They get other.
Jack Fitzpatrick. Jack probably owns more Apple shares than everyone
Yeah, exactly.
at Bloomberg News. He joins us now
He
from
knows what's
Bloomberg
going on.
Government and their budget reporters. So, Jack, what's your day look like today? What are you focused on?
It's been hard to schedule a normal day in Washington because every day in the Senate, they say they're very, very close to an infrastructure deal. The latest we've heard, my colleague Eric Wasson heard from a Republican aide, and Republicans had been a little more pessimistic, that they also think we could see a deal today. So we've been in this holding pattern, but there is a significant chance we see the details of an actual infrastructure bill today.
What is in that details? Like, is it about roads and bridges,
Better
or
have
is
the
it
gateway
how
tunnel.
many pages? Like, it's a mystery. What are the details?
Well, one, they talked a lot about how to pay for this exactly. Some of those pay fors might be a bit gimmicky, but the details on how exactly they're going to pay for it have been up in the air. This is not the big tax proposals from Democrats that you'll see those in the next bill. That's one unknown, essentially, that we're waiting for. Two, there actually was quite a debate over the percentage of money that would go to highways versus
There we go.
transit.
There we go. Traditional
That's
pot.
Yep.
I feel
a
better
point
already.
Potholes.
We're back to Sam Irvin. I need a boat built in Mississippi.
So that it may be a matter of small percentages, but it can come out to a significant amount of money. And also, we need to see the details before they can actually move along and whip votes. They want to get this done and actually sort of solidify this deal so they can start moving on the next big Democratic package. So when everything's linked together like that, them actually announcing a deal today would move a lot forward.
All right, so that's the infrastructure
Okay.
bill, and I'll take a glass half full approach and say they're going to get something done. We've also got some government funding bills, and it's been reported that there, as I read some of the reporting, lots of measures to take a hardline stance on China. Can you summarize what's going on there?
Yeah, I wanted to point out, I had a piece today. Obviously, eventually they're going to have to get to actually funding the government. The deadline is September 30th. Everyone thinks they'll miss that, rely on a stopgap. But in these conversations,
How come I can't stop
to fund the government, they are absolutely chock full of measures that ended up with bipartisan support, even though some of them are a bit controversial, that it take a hardline stance on China. I would point to a couple. One actually is pretty significant. It would ban Chinese companies from buying any U.S. farmland. That would affect, for example, Smithfield Foods, which is a subsidiary of a Chinese company. That got some pushback from Asian American lawmakers who said this is a measure that doesn't target Russian oligarchs or Iran or anything like that. Why are we focusing solely on China? There are some other maybe messaging things focusing on the Wuhan Institute of Virology banning funds. These bills kind of get into the lab leak theory on the coronavirus. But overall, it kind of highlights Republicans pushed a number of these. Democrats did not want to take up that fight. So really, the reigning idea is a very tough on China stance.
Jack, one more quick, because we got to sum up the hour here. Jeff Fitzpatrick, what's the power right now of the far left and the far right?
The far left probably has a bit more power in Congress right now because they have gotten Biden on board with a lot of their ideas for this next big Democratic package. The far right maybe a little less in terms of legislation, maybe on the campaign trail they do, but it's more moderate Republican senators, people along the lines of Rob Portman, who are taking center stage in legislative negotiations right now. So the power center in D.C. has definitely moved left since the election, certainly.
Jack Fitzpatrick, thank you for the update. Nice to get down right there. I like that, the granularity of like literally the next hours.